Welcome to Covenant's Pulpit Ministry. Covenant Evangelical Free Church believes that the Bible is the Word of God and that God's Word is vital for life-transforming Christianity. We trust that you will grow to know the Word of God and, more importantly, the God of the Word as you hear this message today. May God bless you as you open your heart to His Word.
What a reminder for us that 25 years ago, when you and I as a church could not get into the community, God birthed New Life Community Services to be the face, the hands, the feet of Covenant EFC to the community. People of all races, people of all religions, people of all backgrounds. And we thank God for His goodness and faithfulness to New Life this past 25 years. This morning, we are not celebrating New Life. We are celebrating the God of New Life Community Services. New Life could not have been where she is today if not for God in and through you, the Church of Jesus Christ, here at Bukit Panjang, there in Woodlands, east at Sengkang, who have prayed, who have volunteered, who have given, who have served in all the services that New Life has provided for. And so this morning, the team of Pastor KK, myself, and the New Life Board Chairman, Jeremiah, who are preaching across our three centers, we are led to a passage of Scripture taken from Psalms 113. To direct our hearts and our minds, not just to New Life, but to the God who have carried, blessed, and prospered the work of New Life this past 25 years. So that this same God of New Life will continue to lead us in the next 25 years and more of New Life after this year, 2025. You will notice Psalms 130 begins in verse 1 when it says, "Praise the Lord, praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord." Now, it's a call to all people because all of us here are not sir, we are servants of the Lord. Many times people greet me, sir, I say, "I'm not sir." There's only one sir in my life, and that is Jesus Christ. My name is Servant. Because the truth is, all of us are. And so the psalmist called all of us who are servants of the Lord, praise the Lord. Now, how many of us understand and know that the word praise the Lord, or in the Hebrew, the word hallelujah, said not just by charismatic, but by all disciples of Christ, we can really say hallelujah means praise the Lord. How many of you know the meaning hallelujah means praise the Lord? Come on. Some of you not sure, or some of you still in bed. I want to submit to you that the Hebrew word hallelujah means more than just praise the Lord. The word hallelujah here in verse 1, it's found in the second person, meaning it's not just you and I praise the Lord. It's all of us, every one of us who are disciples of Christ, servants of the Lord. And it appears not just in the second person, it appears in the second person imperative, meaning it is a command for you and I who has breath, who are human beings made in the image of God, we are commanded to praise the Lord. Literally, it means all of you must praise the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and say, "You must praise the Lord." Come on. Thank you for waking up your neighbor. That's what it means. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All of us must praise the Lord. And it's not dependent on our mood's swing, whether we feel like it. It's not dependent on our circumstances in our life. We praise Him because of who God is. Psalms 113 is part of the Egyptian Hali or praise Psalms. Hali, short form for hallelujah. And it's taken from Psalms 113 all the way to Psalms 118. If you like, after today, Psalms 113, tomorrow you can read Psalms 114. Tuesday, you can read Psalms 115. By the end of this week, you will finish the entire Hali Egyptian praise Psalms. This Psalms historically was written and sung during the Jewish festival, like Passover. And there were a shout of praise, not quiet praise. They were a shout of praise, like the way we sang earlier, the way we worship God. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit. They were shouts of praise to this God for His faithfulness, for His sovereignty, and for His deliverance and salvation over the people of God. Especially how God delivered the Israelites out of the land of Egypt. In the same way, New Life, 25 years of history, of God's blessing, provision, protection, deliverance, and the opening of so many doors. It's a compelling reason for us as a church this morning to be able to shout and praise the Lord. In the words of Minister Desmond Lee, who posted this in his Facebook, after gracing New Life 25th anniversary gala dinner, and I quote, "Glad to join New Life Community Services for their 25th anniversary gala dinner last week. Since 2000, New Life have supported over 16,000 children, 18,000 youth, 2,700 families, and 1,000 seniors. They have also dispersed close to $1.3 million in financial aid to the poor and needy in the community. Over the years, they have been working alongside many families to help them achieve their aspirations." At the end of Minister Desmond Lee's Facebook posting, he wrote, and I quote, "The work of our partners like New Life are incredibly important. This year, New Life is working towards raising $7.5 million to expand and to enhance their programs. This will certainly allow more individuals and families to receive the help they need to overcome obstacles and thrive." Unquote. What is the foundational and fundamental reason for us as disciples of Christ to praise the Lord, to be able to shout hallelujah? It is not found in who we are and what we do. It's found in the character of who God is in our life. Please turn with me to your Bibles to Psalms 113. And I'd like all of us this morning to all stand up, rise up as we shout His praise through Psalms 113 together. And so if you have life, if you have breath like me, let's shout and sing Psalms 113 together as we read God's word this morning. Ready? One, two, three. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations and His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He makes them sit with the princes of His people. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. Let's pray together. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And Father, now speak to us as Your holy truth is revealed to us. Stir our spirit to behold and to see you in all your unmatched glory and in all your infinite mercies. We pray and ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Just as the Israelites would regularly praise God for His mighty deliverance over their lives from Egypt, likewise, the Word of the living God compelled us to praise God, compelled us to reflect and represent this kind of God when we enter and serve and love and give to the community that God has placed us. Here in Bukit Panjang, there in Woodlands, and soon to come in 2028, Lord willing, in Sengkang Community for our East Center. The climax of Psalms 113, it's found right in the middle of the psalm, in verse 5, and it begins with a rhetorical question: who is like the Lord our God? And the resounding answer from us is, no one. There is no one like our God. He is the only one. If you like, He is the only kind and the only God. That's the kind of God we are to represent, to reflect as we serve and love and bless and give to the community out there. And the Word of God gives us two very powerful picture and images of who this God is. The first picture is that God is high. He is glorious in majesty. He is the God who sits high above all kings, all nations, all thrones, all positions, all power, like the song we sang earlier, provided you came at 10:30 worship service. But at the same time, He is also the God who stoops down. He is the God who is not just high, He is also the God who is humble, gracious in mercies to His people. Let's look at the first picture of this God that we are to represent and reflect each time we serve the community. The God who is high, glorious in majesty. We find firstly the supremacy of His name found in verses 1 to 3. It says here, blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Here is a clear summon, not to some people, but to every one of us, to all people. He says, praise the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord. And we are His servants. Not only calling for everyone to praise Him, together with the priests and the Levites here, it is also a call for everyone from everywhere to praise the Lord. Notice it says here in verse 3, from the rising of the sun to its setting. Look at where the sun sets in various parts of the world, and then where it sets. He says the name of the Lord is to be praised. It is a call to everyone from everywhere to praise the Lord. Meaning, it is a call to praise Him universally. Why? Because only God's name is eternally worthy of praise. Glorious in majesty, not just in moments of blessing, but also to be done so continually and eternally in our life. God's glory is not bound by time nor by circumstances. From sunrise to sunset, we are to praise Him and to honor Him. God's majestic glory is unparalleled, and our praise are to be unceasing, reflecting God's unchanging sovereignty over our lives and over this world. Secondly, we see the supremacy, not just of his name, but the supremacy of his authority. It says in verse 4 and 5, the Lord is not low. He is high above all nations. His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who is seated on high? We are exposed to all kinds of powers, earthly powers, all kinds of kings, all kinds of authorities in a time that we live in today. But God's glory and power and authority surpasses all kings, all presidents, all prime ministers, all rulers, and all authority, and his majestic reign is supreme over every nation in this world. And for centuries, Israel as a nation has to bow and to contend with many mighty foreign powers. And God came and reminded us as his people, there is no one equal to him. No one like him. He is indeed the king of the cosmos. His power is supreme. His authority is absolute. And if God is indeed greater than any earthly power because he is the king of the cosmos, surely we, his earthly creatures, can bow and trust in his authority over our lives, over our nation. Even though sometimes our life feels out of control, even when we feel so powerless and helpless. For New Life 25th anniversary, the focus today is not on New Life achievement or success or its staffing or the people that God has brought to New Life these past 25 years. Our focus is on the glory of God, his majestic greatness and power and glory. Elder Lawrence Chua, our founding elder and also the very first chairman of our New Life board, and he's here this morning at second service. He wisely recalled, and I quote, New Life moves forward, not based on our expertise, our cleverness, and hard work. But New Life moves forward on our knees, in dependence on God. That's the story, the footprint of God over New Life this past 25 years. Allow me to bring you into some of the stories of New Life. In recent years, New Life has started accepting children with special needs in the childcare. Next slide, please. And it's not just accepting all kinds of kids, but we're beginning to take in, receive kids with special needs in our preschool, in our 11 preschool centers. And now you know how costly. If you have friends and families that you know has special needs, kids, it's not just demanding, but it will cost a lot. And it will cost a lot for New Life too, to have more and well-equipped and trained, dedicated teachers who know how to handle kids who are special needs, to be able to teach them, nurture them. And so additional teachers are also needed to care for some of these kids with special needs in some of our preschool centers. You can imagine with me, if you are in that preschool center and if a special need child begins to experience a meltdown at the center, what would happen there at the center? And so we are very grateful and thankful to God for each of our teachers and principals of our 11 New Life preschool. And I think for that, they deserve a hand of appreciation. Our Steady Readers program continues to help many of our primary school children in the community to be able to succeed in their literacy, competency, and ability, so that in life and in their studies, they can go on to pass many exams because they can read. You and I have been blessed by the video testimony of Hannah, who faced many challenges when she herself was growing up, and how her child, whom she had no time and no energy and no skill to help her, but her child has been helped by steady readers. You know, each time New Life organized a graduation for steady readers, you can see many wet eyes of parents or uncles and aunties when they see their child up there graduating from our New Life steady readers. Because from don't know how to read, can't even finish reading one page, to now they can read one whole book. And not only that, they love to read many other books. And many of the parents, uncles and aunties will be moved with tears, but overflowing with joy and gratitude because of New Life volunteers like you, who would spend time week after week to help many of these kids in steady readers. The third group of people New Life touches are the youths, who are helped in our youth hubs or our intergenerational hubs. Many of these youth have now grown up to become mentors and even staff in New Life. You have seen in the video testimony of one of them called Erin, where they are now empowered and they are in a place to even give back to New Life and to reach out and serve other young people who are in desperate need of friendship and hope. But our latest service in and through New Life is to the seniors. Many of us are in the age group. Once you cross 60, we are seniors, including myself. God has allowed us in our recent opening of the Senior Activity Center here in Bukit Panjang to reach out about 800 seniors. Our MP, Edward Chia in Zhenhua, were quite wowed by the great reception and the participation here in Zhenhua. But this was only made possible by 400 volunteers like each one of you, who went around knocking on doors to invite them to come to the Senior Activity Center. And you not only invite them, you were there to serve as volunteers in the activity center as well. And this new Senior Activity Center is just right next to Bukit Panjang Church building here, besides our church at block 523 and 525. You can check it out after the service. Don't have to be senior to go and check it out, but at least you know you can bring someone there. But brothers and sisters, New Life can only do what she could do in the past and is still doing in the present because of each one of you who have volunteered your time, pour out your love, and even given sacrificially and generously to help children, youth, families, and even seniors in their challenges and crises in their life. And you, I trust, have reflected and represented God to them. A God who is great, a God who is sovereign and powerful to save them and to deliver them from any kinds of situation they may be going through. For the Lord who sits on high is the God who loves them. And we can all say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But let me apply this to each of our lives and not just about New Life. Because we have a God who is high, great and powerful, glorious in majesty. This is the God we follow. This is the God we worship. This is the God we serve. And therefore, the Word of God tells us we can trust in Him because He is greater than any of our biggest challenge or crisis in our life. He is wiser than any of our best plan. He is holier than any of our highest ideal. Even though some of us may find it difficult to comprehend this God who is high, glorious in majesty. You know, the busyness of the Singapore daily life can often pull our attention from this God. With so many demanding responsibilities at home and in our workplace challenges, we can sometimes forget to pause and to worship this God, not losing sight of His glory. Or for some of us who are going through times of pain or suffering or hardship, it may be hard to focus on God's greatness and His glory today. But our suffering can sometimes mute and cloud our ability to see His glorious majesty clearly. Or for some of us, after many long years of serving God, being faithful, I was here this morning putting up my mic, and then I met this brother and says, I said, wow, you have been here for a long time. I think since Bukit Panjang started. He said, yes, Pastor, I was here 20 years ago. And after 20 years, he's still serving in the AV crew, helping to put on my mic for me. Some of you may be going through long seasons of service or even faithfulness in where God calls you. And sometimes it can leave you spiritually dry and weary. And we lose the joy and zeal for service and for worship. Especially if we have experienced times of burnout or feeling disconnected. I met a family at Woodlands recently, and they left Singapore and migrated to another country 18 years ago. And when I shake their hand at the door and call their name, he said, Pastor Tony, you still remember our names after 18 years? I said, yeah, your face haven't changed. It's just that you have a bit more white hair, that's all. And I said, are you back for good or are you visiting? He said, Pastor, we are back for good. Our two daughters want to come back after 18 years. I said, good, please, you are welcome. Have you found your CG? Yeah, Pastor, I'm back in my CG 18 years ago. Very good. What about your two young adult daughters? Pastor, that's our prayer. That's our concern. Okay, let me connect you to this man who can connect your two daughters, Pastor Tim. He can solve all your young adults' problems. Some of you feel overwhelmed in your life. Maybe even discouraged as you come to the end of the year. But the Word of God challenged us to look at God. God, remember His height. He is not low. He's not medium. He is high. Glorious in majesty. He is in absolute control of your life, even when you feel chaotic. That's the first picture of the God in Psalms 113. We are to reflect and to represent Him as we serve the community in and through New Life. But the second picture Psalms 113 gives to us is not just the Lord who sits on high, but the Lord who stoops down. Not just the God who is high, but also the God who is humble, gracious in mercy. Turn with me to verse 6 and 9 of Psalms 113. It says here, who is like the Lord our God, who sits enthroned on high, but who also looks far down on the heavens and the earth. Here comes the surprising twist and turn of the scriptures. After declaring that God is high, the psalmist begin to declare that God is humble. The King of cosmos not only sit on high, but also stoops down. He bends down to look at you, at the community, and after all His creation. Such is the humility of God. He is not distant or removed from us, from our struggles, from our needs that we go through in life. He sees and He cares for us. Question, what does God see when He stooped down to look at creation and at you? The Bible tells us two things. Firstly, when God sees us, He sees us in our need and He lifts the lonely. Verse 7 and 8 says, He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes. The prince's table is a table of dignity, honor, and belonging. But people, the poor, they are from the dust and hardship. They are places of despair, of worthlessness, and public shame. And God demonstrates His care for this group of people called the lonely, the marginalized, the forgotten, the abandoned. And what does He do? He lifts this lonely and forgotten and abandoned people by society and begin to restore their dignity. He not only lifts the lonely, He elevates them to the same position as the prince's table of honor and dignity and belonging. And this has nothing to do with their sense of worthiness, but everything to do with God's unmerited favor upon their lives. I love what the commentator says, William, of this verse. He says, God doesn't just observe our poverty. He participates in our rescue and radically change our positions. In other words, God exchanged the position of the lonely with the princes. Once the princes were despised, but now God puts them to sit with them on the same table. Secondly, God not only lifts the lonely, He also gives life to the empty. We find this in verse 9. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. The commentator William says this of the barren woman, and I quote, he says, in ancient Israel, a barren woman was a social outcast, a disappointment to her husband. And this reminds us of the story of the barren Hannah in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1. Because of Hannah's barrenness, she was a social stigma and often subjected to public humiliation and self-reproach. And guess what happened when the Lord eventually heard Hannah's prayer for a baby? And the Lord gave her Samuel. Hannah broke down in unceasing and lengthy praise and thanksgiving recorded for us in 1 Samuel chapter 2. What a picture of God giving life to someone who was empty like Hannah. And the psalmist probably borrowed this same picture of Hannah, the barren Hannah, in 1 Samuel chapter 1 and 2. And repeated this same concept here in Psalms 1:3 of how God will not only lift the lonely, but God will give life to the empty. That's the God who stooped down to take notice of them. He will restore even the most impossible situation and bring life when there was emptiness. Allow me to share and close with this story of Aiden, who graduated from his K2 graduation. And standing next to him is not his father, but our New Life Board chairman, Deacon Jeremiah, who appears at every preschool graduation. He's the one who gives cert. But after Aiden's graduation one day, which happened just recently, the father of Aiden, his name is Alex, came and shared with Jeremiah a very powerful testimony of his son, Aiden. Now, Aiden is not like any other child. He looks normal, but Aiden is suffering from autism. And when Aiden came into our New Life preschool, his school readiness assessment score was 15. That means his readiness to get into primary school and to preschool was only 15 when he joined New Life. By the time he graduated this year, they did another assessment on him, another school readiness assessment on him. And guess what? His score jumped from 15 to 85. Wow. So you think that your readiness for school is very low? You can send yourself to New Life Preschool. This is not just any child. It's a child with special needs. And the father just cried and said, wow, I can't imagine my son graduating from New Life Kindergarten. Not only that, his scores jumped from 15 to 85. And he was just wowed by how God used New Life team and teachers to brought such a radical change and transformation to his son, Aiden. This is the power of God's gracious mercy to those who are poor and needy. It's a story of New Life, 25 years. And New Life, I assure you, have many, many stories. I only pick a few stories to share with you. If we share all the stories these past 25 years, we all have to camp here overnight. But it's a testament to the power of God. How God can make dead things alive. How God can turn impossible situations to make it possible. What a picture of each of our lives too. Because the Bible tells us spiritually, all of us were poor and needy. We were lost in our sin and in our spiritual rebellion against God. But praise the Lord, God has not forgotten us. God has not abandoned us. And so if some of us this morning feel broken, we feel messed up, our lives are in disarray, take heart. We have a God who is not just high, He's also humble. He's there reaching out to you. He has not forgotten or neglected you, and He will reach out to you in your brokenness. Because He takes what is empty when our lives are without God. He takes what is hopeless when we have so much past mistakes and fearless in our life. And He takes what is unproductive in our life when it's done merely by our human effort. And God fills it with joy and His power and His presence. And so just as God used New Life this past 25 years to touch and transform so many lives, from the young to the seniors, God is calling all of us not just to praise the Lord. He's calling all of us to go all in, to join Him and to partner with Him in His work of transformation. God, who is high, is willing to stoop so low and down to give hope. And we, the Church of Jesus Christ, who has birthed New Life 25 years ago, we are called to continue to be faithful bearers of that hope to the community. And through our every act of kindness and love, we can reach out to others, we can touch others, we can transform others in their own brokenness and bring hope to the last, to the lost, and to the least. In conclusion, if God, who is high, is also the God who stoops to lift the lonely and also to give life to the empty, then we must be people who are willing to also stoop low and down to serve the poor and needy. As we celebrate New Life 25 years of their services, we are inspired by God's word today to praise the Lord. Because who is like the Lord our God? No one. And we, as volunteers and as church here in Covenant ESA, we are to reflect and to represent God who is high, glorious in majesty, at the same time, the God who is humble, gracious in mercy to the community that we meet. And we are called not just to praise the Lord in lips, but also through our lives, through the way we love and through the way we give. Because our praise is not only a response to God's glory, but also a reflection of God's love. And so, friends, you have heard the stories, though not all the stories. You have seen the transformed lives such as Erin, Hannah, Madam Sueng, and many countless others who have been blessed, changed, and transformed. Why? Because you have gave in worship to God who is like no other. And so this morning, the call to action to God's word is simply one simple action. We are collecting a very special New Life 25th anniversary offering today, so as to ensure New Life Community Service continue to be the hands and the feet and the face of Covenant EFC, lifting up the poor and lonely and giving life to the empty for the many years to come. All of us have our mobile phone, and I'd like all of us to take out our phone and at least take a picture now. Don't do anything. Take a picture first. Come on. Take out your phone. Don't take a picture of me. You can do that after service. But take a picture of this QR code. And the call to action this morning is for us as the people of God who has given birth to New Life 25 years ago. This morning, to give sacrificially, to give generously, give willingly, as an act of worship to the God of new life, to the God who is like no other, to give in such a way that we will reflect a God who is high, glorious in majesty, at the same time to a God who is humble, gracious in mercy. And after this morning service, I'd like you to take some time in your own quietness, go home after lunch, pull out this screenshot you took, and then ask the Lord, "Lord, what are you saying to me?" And then whatever the Lord says, type the number, scan it, and send it to God through this New Life app. I'm going to invite us to do something different today. Before you even give, we want to worship this God. And so I'm going to invite all of us to stand. This is an old song I was told after first service. The young people don't know, but it's okay. Young people can learn new songs from old people like me. But this song is entitled exactly what Psalms 113 says. Who is like the Lord our God? No one. The God who will walk with us, the God who will talk to us. I don't want you to give first. I want you to worship this God. And as you worship this God, I pray the Spirit of living God will guide you, nudge your heart to know how to respond in giving to New Life at this year's 25th anniversary. Let's worship the Lord and sing hallelujah to this God. Who is there like you, O God?
Who is there like you, Lord? Who is there like you?
Oh God, you who created us,
you
who created us
in your likeness,
who is there like you?
Let's sing that again. Who is there like you?
Who is there like you? Let's declare.
Oh God, you created us in your likeness. Who is there like you? Oh God,
it's an honor, Lord,
to stand and worship you.
Who was and who is Church, would you lift up your hands to the one who is worthy of our worship, to the one who is worthy of every adoration, every praise, every hallelujah, every honor. And so we lift our hands to no one else but the Lord our God. And now may the God of all glory, who is seated above the heavens and transcends every nation, anchor your hearts in the certainty of His absolute sovereign control. And may this same merciful God, who stoops down and low to raise the humble from the dust, fill you with profound humility and overflowing grace, that your lives may become a song of ceaseless praise and your giving a perpetual hallelujah from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.
We
lift our hands to the great I am,
who was
and who is and is to come.
We lift our hands to the great I am. Who can compare? Let's sing that again. We lift our hands to the great.
You had spent some time listening to God's Word, and we hope that the message has ministered to you. You can visit us at www.cefc.org.sg for more sermon titles. God bless you in your spiritual pilgrimage ahead.